Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
The Boston Teachers Union is offering a new set of proposals it says could break a long and contentious contract dispute. The dispute is heading into its third year, and talks have stalled over two key issues: teacher pay and a proposed overhaul to the evaluation system that could make it easier to dismiss unsatisfactory teachers.
The union said today it would accept a lower pay raise if Boston Public Schools agree to use an evaluation system recommended by the state rather than the system favored by the city.
For more on the BTU's latest proposal, we spoke earlier with Richard Stutman, president of the Boston Teachers Union. We asked him why the BTU preferred the state's proposed evaluation system.
It's at least as sophisticated as the city's model. It has a few things in it that we were looking for. So, for example, under the city's plan right now, if a principal comes into a classroom, doesn't like what he or she sees, the principal is obligated to make a note of what the observation was, but there is no time frame for that. So the teacher could receive the note 2 months or 3 months later. The state model language says you can make the note, but you have to do it within 3 to 5 days. And that's obviously better for more prompt feedback. And we think feedback should be timely in order to be effective. So that's issue number one. Issue number two is the city's language on the evaluation of teachers does not require an end date for submission. So you could go an entire school year, as happened this year, and have teachers get their evaluation in July or August, which is far too late for improvement for the current school year, obviously. The state language says you must get it by May 15th.
I see. So the primary difference is that teachers would be notified more quickly and that they would be basically given more time to, in your eyes, to make improvements.
Correct.
If needed.
It makes little sense to us, both as teachers and as parents in the school system, to not tell a teacher in a timely fashion if there's an issue. The sooner the better, both for the sake of the kids who are sitting in front of the teacher and for the teacher himself or herself.
If indeed Boston Public Schools says yes to this, does that mean that you would be willing to sign a contract?
We're also calling for the hiring of 6 full-time floating nurses. We're also calling for the hiring of 8 social workers. We're also providing for, in the case of an autistic class, let's say, where a paraprofessional is required but is absent, after the first day, the city find a suitable trained replacement for that paraprofessional. And lastly, we're calling for the reduction in class size in all grade 6 and grade 9 classes throughout the city. Now, we've done a little bit of the math here, and what we're forfeiting in salary will more than cover the cost of these 4 items that I've mentioned. The forfeiture in salary is around $8 million a year.
This contract dispute, it's on its way to enter its third year now. The news this week was that Mayor Menino called for a fact finder to sort of break the impasse. The Boston Teachers Union, in return, threatened legal action. It's been a long, hard road to get here. I wonder, this state alternative model for evaluation, you know, it's existed for over a year. What's taken you so long to say, hey, this is another way that we could move forward?
The city has refused to discuss with us any model contract language except for its own. So what the city said to us is, you'll either do it our way or you won't do it at all. We're not going to talk about any other proposal. So now we're at the stage where it's fish or cut bait. They can still take that same posture, and we will not have a contract settlement in time for the opening of school this year. We are now saying to them, we will give up some of the raise that we are seeking, the salary increase, but we want you to look at the state model contract language, which we think, by the way, is more sophisticated than theirs.
Mm-hmm. What do you think is really at stake here, Mr. Stutman? Does the Boston Teachers Union fear that if this ended up in the hands of a fact finder or in court, that essentially the teachers union itself could lose bigger than if it reached an agreement now?
We're not afraid of that at all. You know, for the last month, the school district has refused to be in a room with us face-to-face. Frankly, that's really not the way to conduct business. If they want to continue that same posture, then there is nothing we can do that will change their mind. But then we won't have a contract either.
Richard Stutman is the president of the Boston Teachers Union. Thanks so much for your time, Mr. Stutman.
All right, take care.
Now, evaluations have long been a point of contention between teachers and school administrators, but the Obama administration kicked the issue into high gear with its so-called Race to the Top funding. The program doles out millions of dollars in federal grants to districts seeking to overhaul public schools if, in part, those districts implement new evaluation systems. The ongoing contract dispute here in Boston has already cost Boston Public Schools more than $9 million in federal funds, and it's reported that failure to implement a new evaluation system for this school year could cost the district even more. So joining us now is Ross Wilson. He's Assistant Superintendent of Teacher and Leadership Effectiveness for the Boston Public Schools. He's been on the BPS negotiating team from the start of this long process. Ross Wilson, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Okay, so you've heard what Richard Stutman and the teachers union is now proposing. Is this a potential way to break this three-year-long contract dispute?
Well, first let me say that this is the first time I've actually heard the proposal from Richard Stutman. I want to begin by talking about what's at stake. I think that was a question you framed to Richard as well. What's at stake is the education of our children in the city of Boston. And what we care most about through these past 2 years with contract negotiations is that we believe every child has the right to an effective teacher in their classroom and an effective school leader in their school. Our goal with performance evaluation is to recognize great teachers, is to support teachers who need help, and it is to fire teachers who are unsatisfactory.
So what the teachers union, though, is saying is that the evaluation systems that you've been proposing don't do one of those things. I mean, Richard Stutman believes that it doesn't support teachers who need help because you don't give them enough time to make improvements once they've been negatively evaluated.
Right, and you've pointed out a fundamental difference between the Boston Teachers Union leadership and the district. The Boston Teachers Union, in all of our negotiations, has stated that they want to protect teachers who are unsatisfactory and, in fact, want to give them a year to improve. We believe no child should be in a classroom with an ineffective teacher for a year. It is way too long.
So how long would you give them?
We would follow the state regulations, which affords the opportunity to, based on the needs of the educator, would give them 30 calendar days up to a year to improve.
Okay, so maybe I'm going to risk overcomplicating things here, but 30 days to improve? I mean, what does that mean? If students themselves aren't actually performing as much as you'd like to see them, is it realistic to think that a teacher could turn a classroom around in just a month?
So, Magna, I mean, I'm a parent of the city of Boston. I've been a teacher in Boston. I'm a resident of Boston, and I've been a principal in Boston. And I care deeply about Boston Public School students and want to make sure they all have access to an effective teacher. I can tell you that if a teacher who's unsatisfactory is refusing to do lesson plans, has classroom management where students are disengaged in their learning, where they're refusing to communicate with parents, that 30 days is almost too long, that in fact it must turn around very quickly, and because students cannot waste time.
You know, when I hear both Richard Stutman and you or anyone from the teachers union and the school department talk, the one place where there is common ground is everybody says they want what's best for students. So certainly there must be some overlapping criteria in terms of these evaluation systems where you can reach that common ground. I mean, why is it 30 days or a year and nothing in between?
That's a great question. In fact, I mean, I want to go back. We've been doing this for 2 years, over 2 years. In fact, we've talked about performance evaluation over those 2 years, and we've talked about our mutual interests and what we want to see happen. We've had this model contract language since January. I think you've pointed that out to Mr. Stutman. We had a side table where we had two people talking from the union side and the district side about what we want to see happen in our classrooms. You pointed out, should we give teachers between 30 days and up to a year to improve as the regulations afford us? My answer to you would be yes. What our fundamental difference is that the union wants a year minimum for teachers to improve.
And so you say it should be less than a year. So maybe there's room to move forward here. Ross Wilson, let me ask you another question here. We keep coming back to this notion that, A, this is going into its third year. This is a long contract dispute. Mm-hmm. And B, there's an issue now over the past year or so of federal funding at stake. We talked about that just after we finished the conversation with Richard Stutman. The Obama administration has identified Massachusetts and various districts in the state as ones that would be recipients of Race to the Top funding. Do you feel that as pressure to reach some sort of agreement, because there is federal funding on the line if there's not a new evaluation system for teachers implemented sometime soon?
I can tell you the greatest pressure I feel is from students and parents. The accountability that we have to our students and our parents in the city of Boston is to make sure we have the best teacher in every classroom and the best principal in every school. We believe the regulations the Department of Education adopted in June 28th of 2011 afford us that ability. Race to the Top funds help us to do this work, but we are most concerned, and our fundamental belief is that we want to make sure we have a best teacher in every classroom across the city of Boston.
Ross Wilson is the Assistant Superintendent of Teacher and Leadership Effectiveness for the Boston Public Schools. He is also on the BPS negotiating team in this ongoing contract dispute with the teachers' union. Ross Wilson, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for your time.
Still ahead, Roger Fishman died last Saturday. He was a pioneer of conflict resolution and negotiation and co-author of the seminal book Getting to Yes. We'll talk with his co-author and student about his legacy and the art of negotiation. Stay with us. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.